Peace to this household and all the households of this parish. See, this is no fair. He listened to the homily. Last night they didn't get it. And so that was actually part of the homily to let them do that. Okay. So this is actually a great reading to do a transition of leadership. Because Jesus sending the 72 out is a reminder of what Moses did when he sent when he missioned the 72 to share in both his prophetic office and his priestly office. And so there's that image that when Jesus is sending out 72, he's not just sending out the 12, he's sending out other priests. He's sending them out to minister. Also, the 72 was also a reminder that the mission of Jesus was not just to the 12 tribes of Israel. He was not just restoring Israel itself. He was going out to all the nations. Because at that time, in Old Testament times, they believed that there were only 72 nations in the world. And so there's something very symbolic of what Jesus is doing in terms of his mission. But I know change is hard. You know, change is hard for me. I was only at St. Bede for 6.5 years, and I really thought I was going to be there for another 6 years, and I still had a lot to do there. And I know change is hard for you. You had Father Gregory for 18 years, and you know, you make a connection with somebody over that amount of time. There is a real intimacy of faith that happens. I also know change is uncomfortable. One of the things that's uncomfortable for me is I come in here hardly knowing anyone. I have to learn a whole new set of names. And I don't have that skill that Father Gregory had. I've always admired it. That does not come with ordination. Okay? So you're going to have to be patient with me. You're going to have to help me to learn your name, because I know how important it is for a pastor to know the name of his people. Because you're inviting me into some of the deepest parts of your life. So I ask your patience and your prayers and your help for that as well. But I also know change is uncomfortable in another way. You know, Monsignor Keeney does things differently than Father Gregory. Monsignor Keeney's changing the Mass on how we celebrate. He likes to sing a lot. I plead guilty to all of that, okay? I've been a priest for 23 years. So it's just part of my DNA. It's part of who I am. But it doesn't mean that I've come here to change you. But rather, you know, we hear in the gospel today that Jesus sent the 72 out, and he said, eat whatever they set before you. Now, the significance of that is when they were going out to the nations. They were going out to Gentile homes. And when he says, eat whatever he set before you, he's realizing they're not necessarily going to set a kosher table. And so for me, when I hear that reading, it means that part of my job when the bishop sends me here is to listen to what the people have to say. What do you have to say about what you value here at the Church of the Incarnation? What do you think are the strengths? What do you think are the things that you need to grow better in, that you wish, you know, that you realize that we're not as strong in this area? What are the things that are kind of maybe even threats to the growth of this community, or maybe even our personal growth in the faith? What are the opportunities that we have here in Charlottesville? Not just this inside this church, but outside this church? How can we grow as a community, but also how can we grow in our faith? So one of the very first things that I'm going to do as part of my pastoral ministry here is I'm going to take something that you already do and use it and extend it. The litanies that you usually do in the summer, I'm actually going to spread over the next 6 months. And I would like to not just have Mass and a meal with you in your homes with different groups, But I'd also like it to be an opportunity to have those kinds of discussions with you. And so we're going to have sign-ups, and I ask you to sign up and join with folks, your fellow parishioners, so that we can celebrate Mass, we have a meal, and then have some of these discussions. Because it's out of these discussions that if the changes that we do make over the next year or over the next several years are going to be beginning to be based on these kinds of discussions. We have to remember in the gospel, too, that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Remember last Sunday's gospel, which comes right before this gospel? Jesus was resolved, determined to go to Jerusalem. He's on his way to Jerusalem. He's on his way to his suffering. He's on his way to his death on the cross. He's on his way to the resurrection. He's on his way to the establishment of the new and heavenly Jerusalem to which we are all called. And so when the bishop sends a priest out, when he makes these changes, it's because he believes that there's something in that priest and that connection that he can make with a particular community that will help this community grow on the way to Jerusalem with Jesus Christ. That's why I'm here. I also believe, you know, that this is a great time to be a Catholic. It is a great time to be be energetic about sharing our faith. And I know that's with all of the troubles that have happened in the church. I know that with all the troubles that happened in the world. But that's why I think it's a great time. It's easy to be a Catholic when it's easy to be a Catholic. It is only when God gives us the grace to live in troubled times that we can have our faith say, God is sending us forth in difficult times, just like he did the 72. So when people were hurting, that's why Jesus sent the 72. When people were questioning their faith, that's why he sent the 72 to prepare them for the Paschal mystery. And that's why I believe very much that what we do here has to be about energizing our faith, energizing our community, energizing our understanding of willingness to share our faith with others. Because Christ never meant us to just be a community of the saved that sit here. All of us are sent out, like the 72. My hope is in the years to come that like the 72 that gathered around Jesus after they've had the experience of going out, that we'll come together and give thanks to God for the amazing things that we've done in his name. Not because of our own power, not because of our own skill, but because in his name he's given us the power to do great things. Now, going back, since Deacon killed the punchline, in the whole Mass, there is this dialogue back and forth. Right at the very beginning of Mass, we begin, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." At the Gospel, we have that same dialogue, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." In a few moments, when we start the Eucharistic prayer, we'll have, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." And then at the end of the Eucharist, we have a slight variation, "The peace of the Lord be with you and with your spirit." Because at that moment, we're about to receive the Eucharist. And then with that Eucharist, there can be no division among us. And then at the end of Mass, when we become Eucharist, we're being sent out to become Eucharist for the world, we say, "The Lord be with you and with your spirit." Each one of those dialogues is about the urgency that Jesus Christ has for us to share what the priest is being sent to share with you. There's an urgency on Christ's part to do this. You know, he, by the way, in the gospel today, it said, "Speak to no one along the way." Doesn't mean that he doesn't want you to be hospitable with others. He wanted those 72 to go to immediately what they wanted to, he needed them to do. Go immediately to your community. So when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," he's sharing being a priest with you. He's sharing this Eucharist with you. He's sharing the Word with you. And when you say, and with your Spirit, what you're saying is, be the priest for us that Christ intended you to be. So we hear this call of Jesus when he sends the 72 out one last time, and we're going to try it one more time. Since you got it right the first time, you should get it right the second time. Peace to all this household and all the households of this parish.